A group of Australian academics believe they've finally answered the question of whether bicycle helmets reduce head injuries. Researchers say they have evidence now which shows mandatory helmet laws in New South Wales have worked, slashing head injuries there by almost one third. Lexi Metherill reports.
Australia was the first country to introduce mandatory helmet legislation in 1991, and ever since it's been the subject of fierce debate. The Vice President of Bicycle New South Wales is Richard Birdsey.
Mandatory helmet laws is a hugely contentious issue in the cycling community. There are a lot of facts and figures quoted from both sides.
The issue flared last year when Professor Chris Rissell from the University of Sydney found a decline in cyclist head injuries in New South Wales wasn't due to mandatory helmet legislation, but other factors like general road safety improvements. The paper was later retracted by the journal which published it after other academics pointed out errors in the data. And now those academics have released their own research.
The mandatory helmet law apparently did its job. It was set in motion to reduce bicycle head injury, and it accomplished that.
Dr. Jake Olivier led the researchers from the University of New South Wales and the Sachs Institute. They found that from just before to just after the mandatory helmet law came into effect in New South Wales, head injuries among cyclists fell by up to 29%. They looked at the ratio of injuries to cyclists' heads and injuries to arms and legs from the period before the law came in and compared that to the ratio of injuries in the period after.
We were able to isolate definitive benefit in the mandatory helmet law to the reduction of bicycle-related head injury.
Professor Chris Rissell from the University of Sydney disputes the findings and argues helmet laws should be repealed.
The helmet legislation actually does more harm than good.
Whether forcing people to wear helmets deters them from cycling is disputed, but Professor Rissell maintains the number of people riding bikes has dropped since the introduction of helmet laws.
The health benefits of physical activity through more people cycling really outweigh the injury risk that there is.
If someone doesn't take up cycling because the helmet law is a barrier to them, there's nothing to say that they won't pick up something else.
But for bicycle user groups, the debate is not the main game. Richard Birdsey says the mandatory helmet laws should stay and the focus should be on road safety.
We'd really want to see the government, community groups and motoring groups working towards making our roads safer for all road users, including cyclists.
Do you think that more people would ride if helmets weren't mandatory?
Look, I really feel that the debate there is either way. Many people I speak to on the road say they like riding without a helmet. Others say they would never even dream of getting on a bike without one.
That's the Vice President of Bicycle New South Wales, Richard Birdsey, ending that report by Lexi Metherill.